Actually, that was the only good one I really took. So, I think the offensive line played really well. It was a relatively clean game in terms of penalties and turnovers and so forth. It wasn't perfect by any stretch, but it's always fun winning. So that was a good feeling.
You finally hooked up with Brandon Lloyd, but that pass at the beginning, down the middle.
Yeah, we were close. When they're that open, you don't want to miss those ones. So he made some really nice plays on the ball. Everyone really contributed. So it was a fun game. It was a great way to start the year.
How much did Steve for a long time? And if your defense can play the way it did, and you can have a running game established the way it did, add some miles to your longevity, doesn't it?
Well, I tell you, they've been playing like that all preseason, the defense. We see them in practice every day. So, they're very competitive. They're competitive on the outside. They rush the quarterback, get turnovers. They do a good job covering the backside of the backfield. So it was a lot of team defense out there. And I thought the special teams really complemented what we were doing. It was, very much a team win.
What did it mean to you guys to have Ridley in the running game going like it was today?
It was great. I mean, he ran the ball extremely well. So, we got to continue to do that. It was very balanced in terms of running and passing. That's what makes it tough to defend. So, situationally, I mean, obviously there's things we could have done better. But at least it's something to build on.
If your defense hadn't scored that touchdown, were you ready to come back out when the ball turned over at that point?
Yes.
You couldn't come out?
Oh, yeah.
Is it broken?
I don't know.
Have you had a broken nose before?
In my life? No.
Does it feel
previous life? not sure. No.
Does it feel broken?
I have no idea what a broken nose feels like.
Not good.
Yeah, not good. No, it'll be fine. I need some of that anyway.
Ridley talked today about going into the game. Part of the plan was to run the ball. The coaches felt you'd be able to run the ball. What did you think was going to be there? And did you get the team to start trying to see?
Well, I think it's something that we've been doing all season long. All through mini camp, training camp, regular season games. I mean, we're made a commitment to running the football, and you saw it today. I mean, it's a lot of carries by the backs. They have a lot of opportunity. So, when you can control the tempo of the game with running the ball, it really helps out the rest of the teams. Helps special teams, helps defense. I'm not sure what the time of possession was, but it obviously helps out as well. So, you just can't drop back and throw it 50 times a game. And before around 30 passes a game, that's right where you want to be.
Is it more significant still running than a lot of people playing? You keep hearing about you don't need running backs anymore. Everybody's throwing around.
Yeah.
Is it more significant still than maybe some people recognize?
Sure. And, the toughness of your team is built around running the ball and stopping the run. And in the critical games and the critical situations, that's what you're – if that's the foundations of your team and that's what you're built on, then that's what you got to be able to do. You got to run it when they know you're going to run it. I say that all the time. And, I think with what we do in the run game and play action game, and you spread them out and you screen, you run draws, you run traps, you run, spread the ball to, all the different receivers, it really makes for, it's hard for the defense to just key in on something and say, this is what we got to do. So you really got to defend everything.
Getting back to your nose for a second, you needed some of that anyway. What
do you mean by that?
I need some scars and some...
What are you, pretty boy?
No, hopefully not. I never mind a little blood, but...
Tom, you guys look real comfortable out there offensively. Is that the mindset of the offensive unit when you go out and play?
Yeah, I mean, Coach always talks about us going out there for one reason. It's to score points. He doesn't expect us to go out there and punt the ball. And I thought there were times where we did a good job of that, and there's times where we really didn't do a good job of that, and we had opportunity to do that. So, getting off to a good start on first down really allows you, really third down situations that are shorter, which you're obviously going to do a much better job at. So, we've sustained drives. I don't think we had too many three and outs, if any. But we got to do a better job sustaining over the course of the drive what we need to be able to do, unless, you hit a long play, and then when you call those, you got to hit those.
Do you remember the play you had to step up and hit Hernandez?
For the touchdown?
Yeah, for the touchdown.
Yep.
Take us through that for a second.
Yeah, I came off the play fake, and I looked to Gronk on the right, and, you know, they had him covered, and then I, you know, slid up in the pocket and saw, you know, Aaron starting to get open, and, you know, he made a great move on the guy he was on, and, you know, I just threw it, and, you know, he made a great catch, and it was a great way to start the year, so certainly those are always fun.
Can you walk us through the play where you injured your nose? What happened in that play?
It was third down, and they were in man-to-man, and called a play, and I just got flushed a little bit, kind of similar to the preseason game against the Saints. So I'm glad it wasn't a strip sack. I heard about that for a long time if that happened. So at the last second, I felt the guy behind me, and I just hit the ground.
So did anything come into your mask, or was this just into the ground?
I'm not sure. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tom, what do you think of that?
Last one, then I'm
going to. What do you think of the offensive line from Napier and Newman, left tackle, Logan coming back from ACL, Sebastian coming back, new center. It's a whole new group for you. How did you think things went?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that we've been working on all preseason. Like I said, it hadn't really come together until this week with, you know, Logan and being there a lot, Seabass coming back. There's quite a bit of depth at that position. I mean, it was a very competitive training camp. So the guys that were in there and really earned that spot. I mean, Nate's been out there all camp. So, you know, he continues to improve. But I'm extremely comfortable and confident in those guys. And, you know, they worked their butt off. So you just got to stand there and try to make the throws. You know, that's what this team really counts on me for. So thank you.
Thanks, Tom.
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.